Here's Trevor Maddich. Trevor Trevich, listen to me, dear Lord. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. You must love it when people say Merry Christmas.
It actually does kind of drive me crazy a little bit because I have had people ask me, how do you spell Mary? Because they'll spell it M-E-R-R-Y. I'm like, no, that's Mary. There's a difference. There's Mary, and Mary, but they can't. So how do you spell that?
They could say the word twice, and it would be the first would be a modifier to the actual name.
That's true.
Look at you throwing your
grammar skills around there, Trevor.
Hey, fun with homonyms.
Now, that's because I assume you're in a phenomenal mood because we've got yet another win for the Redskins.
Yay. It looked like they were going to tank it a few weeks ago when they went out to California and got blistered by the Chargers. But I tell you, the last 2 weeks, they have played with the same kind of energy and urgency that they would have if this were actually a playoff run, and they're out of the playoffs mathematically. But to watch them play the last 2 weeks, they certainly don't look like they're out of the playoffs. And to actually do so well against the Denver defense, that's ranked number one in the National Football League. I mean, this is a team that still is coming to play.
Yeah, 27-11. I mean, that's really impressive. And I mean, Kirk Cousins had a really good day, right? Was it three touchdown passes?
Had three touchdown passes on, so it should have been four because one of his receivers, I don't want to say his name, but his initials are Josh Doxson, dropped a touchdown pass in the end zone. He's got to get a little bit of that Odell Beckham gloves so he doesn't do that so much. But Cousins, again, had nothing going on to support him, really. Three backup offensive linemen played in this game, as they have been, by the way, all for the second half of the season, basically. That offensive line has been really banged up. He was down to one of his running backs was Capri Bibbs, who they signed 2 weeks ago, for goodness sake. He doesn't even know his teammates' names, much less the playbook. And his receivers, once again, are a work in progress, to say, you know, to be kind. His best receiving tight end, Jordan Reed, is still out. And Cousins is the glue that has held together a whole bunch of sawdust over the second half of the season. And he was fantastic.
Now, they have one more game?
The last home game was yesterday, was it yesterday? Christmas? No, yesterday was Christmas Day. It was the 24th, Christmas Eve, that Denver game. And then their last game of the season is at the Giants this weekend.
All right, which is the Giants. That sounds good. Sounds like they could pull this one off, too.
Yeah, the Giants are struggling, but the Giants historically are rough on the Redskins. So it matters to the Redskins, though, because they have a chance to finish with a non-losing season. In other words, 8-8, .500, but it's not a losing season for the third consecutive year. And the last Redskins coach to do that was Joe Gibbs in his first installment. And so actually Jay Gruden has a chance to finish with a non-losing season three times in a row. For the first time since Joe Gibbs back in the heyday.
And there, you know, what amazed me, Trevor, about this was, look, it was a great game, and the Redskins did terrific, but I was amazed that they had, on Christmas Eve, 80,000 people at a football game.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty – now, some of them were disguised as empty seats, but, it's hard to tell sometimes with the camera angles and stuff like that. I'll tell you, the people that were there had a great time. I mean, they had a great time. They were rocking. There were a bunch of Denver fans there, too. And the Redskins fans were able to taunt them. And really, this was their third consecutive home win, I think. So the Redskins have really turned around what's been a bad trend of not doing that well in front of their home crowd. And they really validated the fans that actually took the time and the effort and spent the money to show up and support them. And it's another thing I respect about this team.
Now, Kirk Cousins in this piece in the Washington Post is quoted as saying, "I want this brand, this organization to be associated with winning. And when people around the league and our fans support this league, think about this organization. I want them to think of winners. I know 8-8 isn't 13-3, but it also isn't 7-9. It sounds like Kirk Cousins wants to stay.
I think there are a lot of reasons Kirk Cousins should stay. His offensive line, when it's healthy, is one of the better offensive lines in the NFL. He knows the system. He works well with Coach Jay Gruden. He thrives in this kind of a rhythm passing system. There are a lot of reasons why it would be good for him to stay. But at the same time, that quote, I think people are trying to pick apart and read between the lines. And the fact that we have to read between the lines so much means that we still just really don't know. Because he's had the opportunity to sign long-term here, and he hasn't done it. He hasn't been satisfied with the offers. But still, there are some things that he could have done to maybe push that a little bit farther. And so I think what he said once he signed this year's franchise tag was very interesting to me. He said that the Redskins are still evaluating him, but that he is also evaluating them. So it'll be interesting to see in actually, hard concrete words from him and not cryptic things, what he thinks about his evaluation process of where he thinks the Redskins are going. That's the big unknown right now because he won't talk about it explicitly. But that quote gives fans hope that he does hope to stay.
And lastly, in about the 30 seconds we have left, what about Gruden? Is he staying? There's some rumors that he may be leaving.
Yeah, after that Chargers game, it seemed like the team had an opportunity to roll over and just play out the string with their bags packed on him. But he's gotten this team to play at a high level, even though they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. Now, it's part the team, it's part their character. But it's part Jay Gruden as well, and I think they should keep him. I think he's done his best coaching job this year through all the injuries.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Trevor Maddich, or as I called you earlier, Trevich. We'll just call you Trevich. You know, like Bennifer, you'll be Trevich.
I'll be Trevich. Yeah, there you go. And you are Mary.
Oh, thank you. Have a wonderful New Year. Thank you so much for joining us. We will talk to you in the new year.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Hans.